behind-the-scenes fun. I just changed out the holder for my microphone. A little bit of excitement in an otherwise boring day.
Wow. We're living on the edge here, everybody.
Speaking of excitement, why don't you get on the phone, 888-696-1003. We'll have some kind of prize package. Going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule in just a minute. Ask Christian a question about Rod Stewart. He's going to bumble some answer,
yep.
And then you get to second guess him. Maybe we get some prize, tickets to a show or something.
Yep.
How about that? 888-696-1003. We'll take caller three.
Would you say it's urgent that they call
it? I would say it's turgid.
Oh.
I love it. I loved his voice back then. So, so good.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
I love this voice, too. Puppy Monkey Baby voice. It gets me in the spirit to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule. It's something we do every day just about this time. And we bring in you to participate. I got Rigo on the phone from L.A. How's it going, Rigo?
What's up, boys? How y'all doing?
Doing all right.
We are alive.
Your hands free, right?
Beautiful. Yes.
All right. Me first, says Mr. Safety. Well, in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to ask a question about Rod Stewart of Christian. You second guess him, Rigo, and I bet we send you to some kind of a fun show, okay? So hold on.
Beautiful.
And we'll get started on that in mere moments on The Sound. This is The Sound. We're jumping into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule now.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Let's do it. Thank you, Dr. Hawking. And I love his tweets lately. And we've got Rigo on the phone from Los Angeles. Hey, Rigo.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? Hold tight. We're going to get to you in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to start things off by talking about this date, Tuesday, June 7, 2016, and Bob Dylan and Neil Young.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Today in 1988, Bob Dylan is playing up at the Concord Pavilion in California, and Neil Young plays guitar for him through the entire set. And it's an event that's remembered in his biography, Shaky. The show goes well in Neil's mind, but maybe not in Bob's. The story goes that Bob is kind of backstage after the show lamenting to Neil Young's manager that he might have been overshadowed during the show a little bit, and he's not so sure about the next night and doing it all again. Just then, Neil bounces by, beaming, says, "Hey, great show, Bob. See you tomorrow." Bob just kind of nods and mumbles. Yeah, Neil, sounds pretty good, pretty good to me.
Oh yeah.
Today's the day in 1993. The ground is broken in Cleveland on the future side of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chuck Berry, Sam Phillips, Pete Townsend, Billy Joel, they're all there. I wonder if they have any inkling that ABBA and Madonna and Donna Summer would make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before, yes, the Moody Blues or the Doobie Brothers.
That's rock and roll you're listening to right
now,
buddy.
They all remain snubbed by the Hall. You should feel loved, Donna. All right, so we're going to invite Rigo back into the conversation. Christian, I'm going to ask you this. 1999, on this day, Rod Stewart, he's scheduled to ring the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange. Only thing is, Rod arrives too late. He misses out on it. So instead, what does he do? Does he slap a trader's face, spit on the trading floor, or throw balls at the traders?
Andy, it's Rod, so he would always be up for throwing some balls at some traders if he had to.
What do you think, Rigo? Is he right?
I think he's wrong. I think he spit on the ground.
That's a nice sentiment, but yeah, say he's right. Say he's right.
He's right.
In this one instance,
that's exactly what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's right, Rigo.
Yeah, soccer balls to be exact. And it's not a new thing for Rod. I did some research. I found that he likes to end his concerts by kicking autographed soccer balls into the crowd as he sings his closing number.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, that kind of makes him the Rip Taylor of the classic rock world, you know?
Hello, Frisco.
Just
man,
picture it. Anyway, Sammy, tell him what they've won.
Rigo's won his choice of prizes from the booty box, including a pair of tickets to see the LA Philharmonic presents Star Trek in concert at the Hollywood Bowl on July 8th.
That's going to be awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing.
The LA Phil, while they show the Abrams Star Trek movie, it's going to be great. All right, Rigo, hold on. We're going to get some information from your brother, and I'm going to let Rod the Mod play us out on Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. Let's Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. I need a win, man. Need a win in song fight today. Christian's already up one on me. I'm going to pick something good, and that's coming up in just about 5 minutes.
Be warned, I'm wheeling out the big guns today, pal.
Oh, good. Playing another international smash hit.
Yep.
That should be fun.
Yep.
Make sure you punish him. Give you all the details in just a few minutes here on 100.3 The Sound.
You're going down, Chandles.
So now, a couple weekends ago, when I said that your likes and dislikes during the music survey might end up in greater variety throughout the day on the station, you'll see I wasn't just pulling your finger. Actually played some fun stuff there from Badfinger.
Come on,
speaking
man.
Of finger, well, it's mentioned in the song. It's time for us to do Song Fight.
Round one. Fight.
Every afternoon, 3:40, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins with your texts. And Christian won yesterday, which galls me. So that means that he gets to go first today.
Well, remember when you picked While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
Just shut up.
The other day?
Move on.
Well, I thought that I'd wheel out this deep album cut for my...
You are just the worst human being.
Yeah, I know. This is Jet by a band called Wings.
Yeah?
Featuring Paul McCartney of the Beatles. I don't know if you're aware of this. It's from a pretty deep album cut, if you know.
Okay, let's jump ahead to the hook, shall we?
Do you know it? Oh, it's good. That's a great hook. If only there was a synthesizer.
Please punish him for his hubris. Please do. Well, I decided to actually play something that's a little bit deeper that I think folks would enjoy, like this track from The Cars.
Oh.
This is such a great jam.
This is a great jam, dude.
Such an underrated band.
The recordings are all incredible.
So tight.
Can I touch you? Are you out of touch? I guess I never noticed that much.
I'll jump to the hook here.
Mm.
So good. If you're looking for an entree into The Cars because you don't know, just get the greatest hits and then delve into the album. But that greatest hits is a party on its own.
I love it. So, awesome. If you think that song wins, that's my song, Andy. So, text A to 21003. If you want Christian's song, Jet, text C to 21003, and may God forgive you. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. The results after 6 and the winning song after 6 here on The Sound. So, Christian, Led Zeppelin members in town for next week. They have their alleged plagiarism lawsuit downtown with Spirit's estate.
And I may be going.
I think that would be fantastic.
Yes.
Get eyes in the courtroom. That
for
would be,
sure.
You should do drawings
I
in
will.
The courtroom.
Yep.
Little stick drawings and
consider
stuff.
Consider it done.
Yeah. But most recently, here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, John Paul Jones, bass player, asked if they're getting back together anytime soon, and he says...
Everybody asked me this, and I've said no for the last 20 years. But something always seems to appear, so I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, like a lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's reunited them.
You never know.
It's fantastic. 100.3 The Sound.
Hello, Brian Williams of NBC News. Phil Collins is a master musician and songwriter. But did you know he is also an avid juggler, finger model, and licensed ice road trucker? He speaks fluent Farsi and defuses bombs as a relaxing pastime. It's true. Bank on it. Oh, and continue enjoying the broadcast.
Do you remember the video for this song?
Yeah, of course. He's
in the
got
dark,
the
he's got a ring of tall candles and big candlesticks, and he takes one of the candlesticks and he's knocking them.
You very dramatic.
You imagine if you were in that video, wouldn't you feel dumb?
Why?
Just kind of dancing around, doing a...
Yeah, I mean, it's you got to be pretty self-conscious about it, you know?
Knocking down candlesticks.
Yeah. Hey, Sting, you want to... I don't want to do any of that. I want to just get out of here. Make money somewhere.
Then again, I don't know how stupid I'd feel. All that money buys a lot of mouthwash.
Yeah, you know,
you have 700 bank accounts or something.
Yeah, you can make a lot of peace with yourself for dancing around in slow motion with candelabras, my friend. Yeah,
it's 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. This program is called Andy in the Afternoon. Thank you for making us the heartbeat of the Southland.
Mm, it's been a pleasure.
It means a lot to us.
Yep.
I want to also check in with the Rolling Stones. You would think that the Rolling Stones at this age, they're well into their 70s, taking it easy. No. They're busy as a soccer mom and a Lululemon outlet. Here's Keith Richards talking about what's going on with them right now.
I love the band and the way it's playing, you know, because I'm a bit of a bandmaster in this way. that the guys are playing so well. I just want to get them on tape, and any time I can get them in the studio, I'm going to do it. We've got some stuff going. Going to do a couple of weeks in June in the studio, and then we're going to decide how the hell we're going to deal with Desert Trip, you know?
Yes.
Love him.
Yes.
And they're in the studio now. He just tweeted a picture of him with a bass, of all things. And
He thinks it's a guitar.
Maybe he's on bass because Eric Clapton is recording with him.
Oh, the Clappers.
They say it's some of the best stuff they've heard in a long time. So we'll see. Tell you what, we'll play you some Rolling Stones in this next set. We're going to start off, though, by making Christian break something down for you. It's coming next on the sound. This is the thing on the sound where Christian goes deeper into some music and makes you think about it in ways you hadn't before.
Oh, that's the introduction.
So why don't you do that?
Yeah, well done. Edward Van Halen, aware of his work, Andy?
Rings a bell.
Plays the old guitar in this band. What's awesome here is that the way that he's playing it isn't on the beat. It's pushing against it. You see what I'm saying? Because he goes... Bam, 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 boom, 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 boom. And now he's on the upbeat of it. You're like, wait, what's the verse doing?
Contrapuntal.
Oh, good Lord. Don't use that kind of language. Hit the dump button, sir. And then he's back. And the crazy thing about Van Halen always blows my mind is that it is just four dudes.
Yeah.
It's bass, drums, guitar,
and one
vocals.
Of them doesn't play an instrument.
No. He plays himself.
Yes.
If you know what I'm saying.
He really does.
He's fully versed in the DLR, you know? Incredible, man.
We might have to hear from David Lee soon. 100.3 to 7.
One of our favorites.
Thanks, Christian.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
There are certain kinds of sweet potato. If you put it on a stick and really roast it slow over low coals for a long time, it's called Yakimo. Yakimo. And you eat it like a popsicle.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Oh, we'll see who the champion is. We'll review Songfight in just a moment. If you missed it at 3:40, and see which one you want to vote for. And vote today no matter what. Get out there and exercise your franchise.
Gene Genie, my first real confrontation with Middle America, specifically Detroit and the inner city, and it was... semi-based on an Iggy-type character in those cities. It was one of the most immediate, spontaneous songs I ever wrote. Very fast. It was almost written in the time it takes to play. It was that quick, like a 5-10 minute song. And one never knows when something's going to become a classic. You've got no idea.
And Christian, did you know that the song Gene Genie was where Jim Kerr got the name for his band, Simple Minds?
No.
Listen to this.
So simple-minded, you can't drive his module.
Can't drive his module.
Did you know he sang on a song with them?
No.
Yeah, he actually sang on a Davey Boy song. I don't know the song or the circumstances.
But they were
buds. It's a great story.
At one point.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we've run in just a little bit late, so let's recap the song fight in just a minute, find out what you're going to vote for today. And once again, get out and vote in the real voting that's going on, the California primary. Do that before the polls close tonight at 8 o'clock, okay? But we'll recap song fight in just a minute. 100.3 The Sound, and repeating our top story.
I'd like to announce my candidacy. I'd appreciate it if you vote for me.
It's election day, you know.
Round one, fight.
So please vote in Song Fight. I chose this song from the band The Cars.
She's not like you.
And if you like it, you text A to 21003. It's Dangerous Titan. Now, if you would rather vote for Christian song, he selected one that has pleased many people in the past. You might say it's an obvious choice.
Oh, this deep album cut,
text
Andy.
Text C to 21003 if you don't think that's cheating, which I do. Don't text and drive. Standard rate apply. We'll have the results after 6 o'clock on this radio station. 100.3 The Sound.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time, Andy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hold me close, Tony Danza.
You're an idiot.
Count the head lice on the highway. Okay, so not a lot of talking when we're doing 100 minutes commercial free. So join us on Facebook Live, Andy in the Afternoon, where we are playing Giant Jenga in the studio. I couldn't think of a better song to play to start this off.
Oh, building the wall.
Another brick in the wall.
Yeah,
get it?
It's
the
good.
Wall of Jenga.
It's really great. It's great radio.
See, we do two shows at one time. We do the commercial-free rock one that we're doing right now on The Sound. Behind the scenes, we're on Facebook Live. Andy in the Afternoon, Facebook Live. We're playing Giant Jenga in the studio. And this seems like a fitting song. You get it?
Oh, so clever.
Musical,
another brick in the wall.
Musical lyric jokes are the funniest.
Do we have anything with wood in the title?
I got something with wood in it for you.
Yeah,
it's
buddy.
The Sound. So we did that musical survey a couple weeks ago on The Sound where you liked and disliked songs, which you can still do, by the way. When a song's playing, just text like or dislike to 21003. That resulted in you changing this radio station and hearing some interesting variety on the station. Like, how about some Grateful Dead?
Well, Andy, I've never been a fan of the Grateful Dead, but I'm starting to become a bit of a fan of the Grateful Dead as more I listen to them. And one of my friends, Anul, is a huge fan, and he's going to lose his mind.
Bluesy.
Bluesy. Just do that. Here we go.
That's great.
So clean. Like, everyone's the same.
Feels like you're trucking.
Andy, that's weird. Because the name of the song is Trucking.
Why?
Yeah. Big acoustic guitars. Beautiful. It's amazing how much the blues permeated that entire...
And some country
everywhere.
As well.
Yeah.
Let's drop it all in, yeah? Thanks, Christian. 100 minutes commercial-free on 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock.
There are so many rumors that circulate. I actually was sitting with Paul later in my house in London, and the phone rang, and I happened to pick it up, and there was a distraught voice on the other end of the phone, a teenager from somewhere in America, saying, "Is that Mr. Martin? Tell me that Paul isn't dead." I said, "Paul isn't dead." "You're lying, you're lying." And there was Paul sitting beside me. I mean, it was just absurd. I used to get phone calls in the middle of the night. I hated it.
I can't stop looking at Fat Axl Rose memes on
the
internet. I just saw one. I used to love her, but I had to eat her.
It's very good.
It's not as good as Dancing with Mr. Coldstone.
It's tough to beat. When we find the one that beats that, we'll let you know.
100 minutes commercial-free on 100.3 The Sound.
Brilliant.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
My dog can sing in Japanese. Okay, does it really? I sing Home on the Range and he goes, "Oh."
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
I'm not sure I put on deodorant before I left the house. I'm getting a little ripe over here.
glad there's a distance between the two of us.
Every day, 3:40, Christian and I pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. It's called Song Fight, and your texting is complete. And I've tallied up the votes, 39% to 61%. Jets by Paul McCartney.
What a surprise.
Is slapped down.
Nice.
By the Cars, Dangerous Type. This song's so good.
It's a very good song.
Crank this up. Love these guys. Elliot Easton, he's a friend of The Sound. You know that?
I did.
It's 100.3 The Sound. Nice day to break it down. Now, last week we went into this song a little bit, but you found something else that's kind of interesting.
This is pretty cool. In the second verse, it does this.
Piano tambourine. Funny, you think of Mark Bolan as a guitar player, a fuzzy guitar player, but it's the piano that drives it.
He was kind of fuzzy, though.
He was fuzzy.
Horns. It's when you realize there's a lot of Bowie in both of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Even his oohs make you want to drop your trousers.
They make you ooze. What?
Wow. You should probably just play the song at this point, Andy.
I can do that.
I think you took it too far. Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Ooh, nice.
100.3 The Sound.
That's some real DJ business right there,
Channel
Bags.
I know, it was
really
good.
10 points.
Surprised myself. Well, it's been a hoot today, friends. 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock just wrapped up there. Thanks for being a part of that and for the entire day. And more to the point, thanks for being part of the heartbeat of the Southland. Mm. Andy in the afternoon. That's what people call it, you know, Christian.
Yes. We've decided we've got a moniker for our the people that are part of our crew, Andy.
Yeah.
They're called the Heartbeats.
Ooh, I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Little Heartbeats.
Yeah, you're
a bunch of little Heartbeats.
So Sherry Goodman-Rizar is one of our Heartbeats. She texted me and says, the show just keeps getting better and better.
She listening to this?
No. I think she's actually a fan of another radio station.
Okay.
But it's really nice of her to reach out.
Nice of her to say
that.
It anyway.
Yeah, I hope those guys are doing well over
there. Sherry, thanks for being a Heartbeat.
Our pleasure.
And just a couple minutes, we're going to play a little song to say goodnight, and then we'll beat it and turn things over to Rita Wild. It's on the way in a moment on The Sound. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being part of the program today. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock to do the whole thing over again. But we say goodnight like they did on the Lawrence Welk Show every Sunday night for decades. My parents made me watch it. And a one and a two. Good night. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow, two parts, I know you'll always remain in my heart. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams. To you. Awful soapy in here, Sammy. Here's a wish.
Oh, yeah.
And a prayer.
Bubblicious.
Every dream comes true. And now, until we meet again, sing adios. Au revoir. How free to say. Good night, Silas boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, baby, little cutie.
Yep.
Yeah.
As always.
Here comes Rita Wild. She's going to show you what kind of hacks we really are.
Yeah.
And it won't take her long to establish that.
No. In the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. It'll be pretty obvious right from off the bat. It's 100.3 The Sound. Good night.